Yeshaya Perikman Bez Pasuk Aleph Le'ilu Nishmas Avi Mori Pesach David Ben Abraham Nata, and for a Refuah Shalema, for those who need Refuahs and Yeshuos. Rav Hirsch introduces the Perik. Rav Schwab introduces the Navi, continues his vision of the dawning of the era of the complete and final Geula. Rav Hirsch, the account of the nightmare with its terrifying images of evil is now behind him, as we said in the previous part of Perik Nun Aleph. And the Navi continues and says, awake and face a future of light instead of darkness, a future of positivity. Uri, Uri, Livshi Uzeich Tzion. There's that Uri again. We've had once Uri, Uri, we begging Hashem to awaken his strength on our behalf. We had Hisorari, Hisorari, Yerushalayim by Hashem to us to try to urge us to do tshuva. And now, wake up, Yerushalayim, and get into your splendid garments. Livshi big day sifar teich. Put on your robes of majesty, Yerushalayim ir hakodesh. Here's the source. We've always called it Yerushalayim ir hakodesh. It comes from Yeshaya. Like so much in our daily speech, in our davening, in our tefillas, in our haftoros, so much comes from Sefer Yeshaya. Yerushalayim ir hakodesh. Ki lo yosif yavavach od arel v'tameh. The uncircumcised and defiled will not enter you anymore, because Yerushalayim had always been a holy city, so much so that the Gemara talks about how if you find random meat on the streets, that you can count on it being tahar, because so much of the meat of Yerushalayim was for korbanos, brought in tahara and kept in tahara to prevent tumah from coming. The Arel and the Tameh couldn't go on to the Har HaBayis, and rarely were they even in Yerushalayim, as we congregated around the Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Hirsch goes into an extended thought about the idea of Arelus, of the Arel is the person who still has a foreskin that has not been removed, uncircumcised. But it implies a covering, a membrane that doesn't allow things to get through to the heart. So when you have an Arel lave, where you cover over your heart, it also implies a certain licentious behavior, unbridled passion, where one has no control over Aral Svosayim, over speech, Aral Ozen, over what the ear hears, Aral Lev, over mastering the impulses and inclinations and urges of a person. If you manage to get rid of your arelus, you are moving to a level of kedusha of behavior and attitude that are tremendous. So we're not just talking, of course, of non-Jews or Jews who rejected the Torah, as some of the Mefarshim say, but of people who have really dedicated themselves to being as pure as they possibly can and as close to Hashem as they can, with nothing separating. Beis Hisna'ari me'ofar kumi. Should sound very familiar to anybody who's ever davened Kabbalah Shabbos. Wake up, rise up. Rise up from the dust. Shavi Yerushalayim, sit down on your throne. Hispatchi mosrei tzavareich. Be released from the chains around your neck, from the bonds around your throat. Shavi Yabas Tzion, captive daughter of Tzion, community of Tzion. Return as princesses again, where once we were sent out as the lowest of Shifchos in the Golus Bavel in particular, but also what we're supposed to do is shake off the dust of earthly pursuits and behavior, shake off the filth of the Golus. Several of the Mefarshim say this. Be released from the chain around your throat, which is the Gashmias that drags you down. So it's a plea, not just for Klal Yisrael to be returning to a great status again, but to let go of the things that we've put chains around our own necks and ignored your basic Jewish duties, Rav Hirsch says. You neglected your basic Jewish responsibilities, which is why Hashem sent us into exile and left us at the mercy of our tormentors. Gimel kicho amar Hashem, because Hashem says, chinam nimkartem, you were sold for nothing, without compensation for yourselves, but also because you traded in HaKadosh Baruch Hu for nothing. Our shortcomings, our short-term desires. Yirmiyahu says when we get there, in one of the great haftoros of the Tlas Tepura Nusa, the three haftoros of the 3 weeks, that we have traded in our great, we have dug wells, boros nishbarim velo yochilu hamoyim. We put all our effort into digging wells that were cracked, that couldn't hold any water, any Torah. Velo v'chesef tigoelu, and we're not going to be redeemed for money either. It's not about the money. It's not about the compensation. Think about Volkswagen. For many, many decades after the Holocaust, Jews would not buy German cars. There was a cultural memory and an understanding by Klal Yisrael that we had been forced to build all of those as slave labor for no compensation. We are not demanding reparations, unlike other people who had more demands and claims that are harder to substantiate. But at the same time, we don't have to pay money to stick with what we were forced to do. Anybody want to go see the pyramids? Not so much me. I'm not sure Pisum and Ramses are my number one tourist destination. Dalet kicho amar Hashem Elokim, because thus says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim, Yorad ami varishono lagur sham. Oh, here it is, speaking of the pyramids. Egypt, my nation went down to originally to live there, to sojourn there as foreigners. We weren't going to move in. Who gave the Egyptians the right to treat us as slaves, as pariahs? Temporarily, we were going to settle there. And not only that, but Yosef HaTzadik is who saved them from famine. The Ashur be'eves Ashoko, and Ashur, why did Ashur have any reason to oppress Klal Yisrael? What was the justification behind what they were doing? It was for nothing. Oshek. I mean, in Egypt, at least they claimed it was for national security. But honestly, what is the justification for how they treated us? They had none. So we were sold for nothing, and we're not going to be redeemed by giving them compensation, that's for sure.